right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of AI agents.
AI agents, yeah.
And I got to say, this stack of articles you sent over on Microsoft's Copilot agents has got me seriously intrigued. It feels like we're standing on the precipice of something massive here.
It definitely feels that way. It is a significant leap forward, that's for sure. What we're witnessing with these AI agents, particularly those like Microsoft's Copilot, is the practical application of AI to actually, you know, boost productivity in ways we've only imagined, you know, dreamt of.
So you're telling me these AI agents, they're not just some figment of science fiction.
Oh, no, no.
This is real deal stuff that can actually, you know, help us in our daily grind right now.
Absolutely. This is real world tools available right now. And think of AI agents as these intelligent software entities, right?
Okay.
Designed to perceive their environment, whether that's a virtual world or your computer desktop, and then act on it to achieve a specific goal. And Copilot, which is integrated into a whole bunch of Microsoft products.
Okay.
And that's a perfect example. It's like having a super-powered assistant by your side who can almost, you know, anticipate your needs and then just execute tasks with incredible, like, efficiency.
So for someone like me who, let's be honest, drowns in emails daily, could Copilot actually step in and help me write those emails?
Precisely. Picture yourself wrestling with crafting that perfect email, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Copilot swoops in, analyzes your intent, and suggests relevant content. I mean, talk about saving time and mental energy.
Right.
And then you have developers, they're over the moon about Copilot in Visual Studio Code.
Okay.
It's like, it predicts your next coding move, suggests snippets of code, even entire functions, bam. Say goodbye to all that tedious boilerplate code.
Okay, that's seriously impressive.
Yeah.
But how do these Copilot agents get so smart? Honestly, feels like magic sometimes.
The magic, it lies in the massive, massive amounts of data they are trained on. Imagine, for instance, training a coding assistant on like this vast library of code, right?
Okay.
Or a writing assistant, train on countless articles and books. That's where it all begins. Then comes, you know, the real magic, the machine learning part.
Yeah.
Sophisticated algorithms come into play to train these models on all that data, shaping them into truly intelligent assistants.
So it's like they're learning by example from this, like mountain of information.
Exactly. They learn to recognize patterns, understand how information connects, and then apply that knowledge to completely new situations. And those trained models, they get embedded seamlessly into Microsoft products like Visual Studio Code. So you've got this AI-powered assistant right there inside your coding environment, ready to help.
Okay, so now I'm starting to grasp the how.
Mm.
But what about the why? What makes these agents such a big deal for businesses?
The impact on businesses, it's seriously transformative. Of course, automation is a huge part of it. Think about AI agents handling those routine, mundane tasks.
Right.
Freeing up human employees for the more complex issues. But it goes way beyond just replacing those tasks. Imagine these agents sifting through mountains of data, uncovering hidden trends, those insights that we as humans might completely miss.
Wow.
This translates to smarter decisions, increased efficiency across the board.
So we're not just talking about, like, robots taking over our jobs, right?
Yeah, right.
We're talking about, like, a whole new level of collaboration, a deeper level of insight.
Exactly. Leveraging the strengths of both humans and AI to reach better outcomes. Imagine, for example, an AI agent handling customer service. They're providing instant, accurate responses via chat or email.
Okay.
Happy customers, less stressed support team. Or think about sales teams using these AI agents to analyze customer data. They identify those hot leads, offer personalized recommendations, sales efficiency. It just skyrockets.
So these scenarios, this isn't some futuristic fantasy, is it?
Oh, not at all.
This is actually happening right now.
It's already happening. Companies are using AI agents to automate customer interactions, personalize marketing campaigns, streamline all those internal processes.
Wow.
We're seeing real-world examples of businesses becoming more efficient, more competitive, more profitable, all thanks to AI agents.
That's incredible. It sounds like the possibilities really are endless.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who aren't, you know, tech giants?
Yeah.
Can regular folks like me actually create our own AI agents?
You might be surprised to learn that building a Copilot agent isn't as daunting as it might sound.
Really?
Microsoft has made it remarkably accessible with their Copilot Studio Agent Builder.
So is that something like a non-tech person could wrap their head around?
Absolutely. Think of it as this user-friendly interface where you get to define your agent's persona.
Okay.
add specific knowledge sources, and even equip it with these cool capabilities like code interpretation or image generation. It's like custom making your own AI assistant.
So I could actually build an agent that's tailored to my specific business needs,
exactly.
Trained on my company's documents,
yeah.
Capable of answering those very specific customer questions that we get all the time.
Exactly. The possibilities are truly boundless. And the best part is, you don't have to be a coding wizard to do it. Microsoft has made AI agent creation accessible to pretty much everyone.
Wow, that's what I call empowering.
It's a game changer.
Okay, so we've talked about how these Copilot agents are trained, the impact they're having on businesses.
Yeah.
But let's peek under the hood a bit, shall we? How are these agents actually built? What are the nuts and bolts?
Well, building a Copilot agent involves a few key components.
Right.
It starts with defining the agent's persona. This is basically its personality, you know, dictating how it interacts with users.
Okay.
The language it uses, its overall tone and style.
So it's like giving your AI agent like a unique voice and character.
Precisely. You can pick from, you know, a range of predefined personas or create your own custom persona to match your brand or specific needs. Do you want your agent to be formal, professional, or maybe friendly and approachable? The choice is yours.
Oh, that's neat. So I could have a, like, super serious professional agent for business interactions.
Uh-huh.
And then a more casual, friendly one for my personal tasks.
Exactly. But the persona, that's just one piece of the puzzle. You also need to give your agent knowledge sources. This is the information it uses to answer questions, generate content, perform tasks.
So this is where the agent gets its, like, brains, so to speak.
Exactly. You can add knowledge sources from all sorts of places, websites, documents, databases, even APIs. The more relevant and high-quality information you feed it,
okay,
the better your agent's going to perform. It's like giving it access to this massive library of knowledge.
And so I could potentially feed my agent like anything from my company's internal documentation to like industry news articles?
Absolutely. The key is to provide information that's relevant to the tasks you want your agent to handle.
Yeah.
And the agent builder, it gives you this really intuitive interface for adding and managing these knowledge sources.
All right, this is getting more and more fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned capabilities earlier.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean? Can you give me some examples?
Capabilities, those are the actions your agent can perform. It can range from, you know, simple things like sending emails, scheduling appointments,
okay,
to more complex stuff, like, yeah, interpreting code, generating images, analyzing data.
So it's like giving your agent a set of skills or like superpowers.
That's a great way to put it. The capabilities you can add, they depend on the specific agent builder you're using.
Okay.
But the options are constantly growing as AI technology advances.
I can only imagine all the amazing things these agents will be able to do in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But how do all these components, the persona, the knowledge, the capabilities,
mm-hmm,
how do they all work together to actually create a functional agent?
That's where the magic of AI and machine learning really kicks in. The agent uses this combination of rules, logic, algorithms to process information,
okay,
make decisions, take actions. It's like this mini brain that's constantly learning and adapting based on the data it's receiving, the interactions it's having.
It sounds incredibly complex.
It is complex under the hood.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is, you as the user, you don't need to understand all those intricacies. The agent builder, it takes care of all the heavy lifting. You just focus on designing your agent, equipping it with the knowledge and capabilities it needs.
So it's kind of like building with Legos. You have all these different pieces.
Yeah.
And you can just combine them in endless ways to create something amazing.
That's a fantastic analogy. And as AI keeps evolving, we're going to see even more exciting capabilities, more functionalities becoming available.
Right.
The possibilities really are endless.
I got to say, this has been an incredible overview of AI agents. I'm already seeing the world through a whole new lens.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new era of productivity is unfolding right before our eyes.
It really is. And we've honestly just scratched the surface. There's so much more to uncover in this amazing world.
Well, I am definitely eager to dive even deeper.
Let's do it. You know, as we delve deeper into these AI agents,
yeah,
I think it's important to highlight that they're not just about, you know,
right,
automating those tasks.
Yeah, we've touched on that.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get caught up in that automation aspect
right
and miss the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human intelligence.
Yeah.
It's about making us better at what we do. Imagine having like this tireless research assistant who can just sift through mountains of data and then present you with these concise insights.
Yeah.
Ready to answer your questions in an instant.
Okay, now that's a superpower I wouldn't mind having.
Right.
It's like having access to like this supercharged brain that never gets tired.
Exactly. And it's not just hypothetical. Businesses are already using AI agents to, you know, analyze market trends, predict customer behavior, even optimize their supply chains.
Yeah.
Decisions that used to take like weeks of analysis are now happening in a fraction of the time.
So these agents are not just making our lives easier.
Right.
They're helping businesses become more efficient.
Yeah.
More competitive.
Yeah.
More profitable.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
It really is. And the applications, they go far beyond just number crunching.
Okay.
AI agents can help us understand complex concepts, identify patterns we might miss.
Right.
And even spark new ideas.
Okay.
It's like having this creative partner who can see things from a totally different perspective.
This is what I find so fascinating about AI agents.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about automation.
Right.
It's about expanding our cognitive abilities.
Yeah.
Helping us to think smarter, think faster.
Think about a doctor, for instance,
okay,
who can use an AI agent to analyze a patient's medical history,
right,
identify potential risks, and even suggest personalized treatment plans. Or an architect using an AI agent to generate design concepts, simulate different building scenarios.
It's like having this army of expert consultants at your disposal.
It really is.
Ready to assist with any challenge.
The possibilities are truly mind-boggling. And as AI technology keeps evolving, we can expect to see even more transformative applications popping up everywhere. Fields like education, scientific research, even art are being revolutionized by AI agents.
Okay, so we've established that AI agents have the potential to be incredibly beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what about the other side of the coin?
Yeah.
Are there any potential downsides or risks we should be aware of?
Of course, like any powerful technology, AI agents need to be developed and used responsibly.
Right.
There are valid concerns about things like job displacement, bias and algorithms, and the potential for misuse.
So it's not just about building the technology.
Right.
It's about making sure it's used ethically.
Yeah, and for the benefit of society as a whole. Exactly. We need to have these open and honest conversations about these challenges.
Yeah.
Establish clear ethical guidelines.
Okay.
And ensure that AI agents are developed and deployed with appropriate safeguards in place.
It sounds like we need like a collaborative effort here.
Absolutely.
Between technologists, policymakers, ethicists, to really navigate these uncharted waters.
We need to think carefully about the long-term implications of AI.
Right.
And work together to create a future where AI agents enhance human capabilities.
Yeah.
Not replace them.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about the capabilities of AI agents, their potential benefits, and those ethical considerations that we absolutely need to address.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little fuzzy on how these agents actually learn and adapt.
Okay.
We touched on machine learning earlier.
Right.
But can you unpack that a little more? How does that process actually work?
Sure. Machine learning, it's like the engine that powers AI agents.
Okay.
At its core, it's about using algorithms to analyze data, identify patterns, and make predictions.
So it's not just about programming agents with a set of rules.
Ooh.
It's about giving them the ability to learn from data and improve over time.
Precisely. The more data you feed an AI agent, the more it learns, the better it performs.
Okay.
It's like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
So it's this continuous learning process.
Yeah.
The agent's constantly refining its knowledge and abilities based on new information.
Exactly. And that's what makes machine learning so incredibly powerful.
Okay.
AI agents, they can adapt to new situations.
Right.
They can learn from their mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And they can continuously improve their performance.
That makes sense. But I've also heard the term deep learning.
Yeah.
Is that just a fancy way of saying machine learning?
Not quite. Deep learning, it's a subset of machine learning.
Okay.
It uses artificial neural networks to simulate how the human brain works.
Oh, wow.
These networks, they're made up of layers of interconnected nodes that process information, much like neurons in the brain.
So it's like a virtual brain that can learn and adapt just like a human brain.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
And the deep in deep learning,
yeah,
it refers to the number of layers in these neural networks.
Okay.
The more layers, the deeper the network.
Uh-huh.
And the more complex the patterns it can learn.
So deep learning is like machine learning on steroids.
You could say that. Deep learning models can process these huge amounts of data.
Wow.
Identify subtle patterns.
Yeah.
And make highly accurate predictions. It's one of the reasons we're seeing such impressive advancements in AI today.
So deep learning is behind some of the most, like, cutting edge AI applications.
Yes.
Like self-driving cars.
Yes.
Facial recognition.
Absolutely. Deep learning is pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
Yeah.
Enabling agents to tackle these increasingly complex tasks.
Okay, so we've talked about machine learning, deep learning, but what about us?
Yeah.
What about the role of humans in all of this? Are we just along for the ride?
Oh, no.
Or do we still have, like, an active role in shaping the development and use of these AI agents?
Humans are absolutely essential.
Okay, good.
Even though AI agents are becoming incredibly sophisticated,
right,
they still need us. They need humans to guide them, train them,
yeah,
and ensure that they're being used ethically. It's a partnership, not a replacement.
So it's not about humans versus machines.
No.
It's about humans and machines working together.
Exactly.
To achieve common goals.
We need to think of AI agents as tools,
okay,
that can amplify human intelligence, not replace it. We need to provide the direction,
yeah,
the oversight,
mm-hmm,
and the ethical framework.
That makes a lot of sense. But how do we make sure that these AI agents are actually aligned with human values and goals?
Yeah.
How do we, like, prevent them from going rogue or being used for harmful purposes?
That's where the field of AI ethics comes in.
Okay.
AI ethicists, they're working to develop guidelines and principles for responsible AI development and deployment.
Yep.
They're tackling tough questions about bias, fairness, transparency, accountability.
So it's like a code of conduct for AI.
Yeah.
Like a set of rules to make sure it's used for good and not for evil.
Exactly. These guidelines are crucial for ensuring that AI agents are developed and used in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
Right.
And it's an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
It requires input from experts in all sorts of fields, technology, philosophy, law, social sciences.
It sounds like a very complex and evolving field.
It is.
One that requires careful consideration and collaboration.
Absolutely. But it's a necessary conversation to have.
Yeah.
The decisions we make today about AI are going to have a profound impact on our future. We need to get it right.
I agree. The potential benefits of AI are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be cautious.
Yes.
Make sure that those ethical considerations are at the forefront of our thinking.
I couldn't agree more. We need to strike a balance between harnessing the power of AI,
right,
and safeguarding human values.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
But it's one that we have to embrace.
Well, you know, after this conversation, I'm actually feeling a lot more optimistic about the future of AI.
Okay.
It's clear that we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
But it's also clear that there are brilliant minds working on these issues. Correction.
Yeah.
I share your optimism. I believe that by working together, we can create a future where AI agents empower humanity.
Yeah.
Not endanger it.
Well said.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this segment.
We have.
We've gone deep into the inner workings of AI agents.
Mm-hmm.
Explored the power of machine learning, deep learning.
Yeah.
And I think really emphasized that crucial role of human oversight and ethical considerations.
It's essential.
Now, I'm eager to kind of shift our focus to the practical applications of these AI agents. How are they being used in the real world to solve problems, to create value, to transform industries? Let's dive into that after a quick word from our sponsor. All right, I'm ready to see these AI agents in action. We've talked theory, we've talked potential, we've talked ethics,
mm-hmm,
but now I want to see how they're actually being used, you know,
right,
in the real world, making a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the exciting part, right?
Yeah.
Seeing those AI agents move from just an idea to practical application. And one of the best examples, as we mentioned earlier,
okay,
is Microsoft's Copilot.
Right.
It's not just some concept. It's a suite of powerful tools.
Okay.
Integrated into a whole range of Microsoft products designed to really boost productivity and streamline all sorts of tasks across different fields.
So Copilot is like more than just one single agent.
Yeah, it's like a family.
It's like a whole AI family,
mm-hmm,
with like different members that specialize in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Think of it as a team of specialized AI assistants, each with their own strengths and expertise.
Okay.
You've got Copilot in Microsoft Word, which can help you brainstorm ideas, refine your writing style, even translate documents.
Wow.
Then you've got Copilot in Visual Studio Code, a total game changer for developers,
Yeah, we talked about that.
offering code completions, identifying those potential errors, even generating entire functions just based on your comments.
So Copilot is basically taking on some of the most challenging and time-consuming tasks of writing and coding.
Exactly. The goal is to free us up, you know, free up the humans
Yeah.
to focus on the more creative and strategic aspects of their work. For example, instead of spending hours wrestling with syntax or searching for the right words,
Right.
a writer can really focus on crafting that compelling narrative.
Yeah.
A developer can focus on the overall architecture and logic of their code and leave those tedious details to Copilot.
Okay, I can definitely see how that would lead to a significant boost in productivity and creativity.
Oh, absolutely. And the applications go way beyond writing and coding. Think about data analysis.
Okay, yeah.
Copilot in Microsoft Excel can help you analyze data, identify trends, even generate charts and graphs.
Wow.
And you don't even need to be a data science expert.
So, like, even someone who's not a tech whiz can extract those valuable insights from their data.
Exactly. It democratizes data analysis, making it accessible to everyone.
Wow.
And this has huge implications for businesses, for researchers, even individuals who just want to make more data-driven decisions in their lives.
Okay, so we've got Copilot making a real impact in content creation, coding, data analysis.
Yeah.
What other areas are we seeing it being used in?
The applications are constantly expanding. Microsoft's integrating Copilot into more and more of its products and services.
All
We're
right.
seeing it used in project management, customer service, sales, even education. Imagine, for example, a customer service agent using Copilot to instantly access all the relevant information, provide personalized support to customers, or a teacher using Copilot to create really engaging learning materials, tailor those lessons to each student's needs.
It sounds like Copilot is becoming an indispensable tool across a whole bunch of industries.
It really is, and the potential is only going to grow as AI technology continues to advance.
That's amazing.
We're really just at the beginning.
So this is really just the tip of the iceberg
Yeah.
with what's possible with AI agents like Copilot. This
Absolutely.
is incredible. But what about the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Are there other, like, notable examples of AI agents out there beyond Copilot?
Oh, absolutely. There are tons of fascinating AI agents out there,
Okay.
each with its own unique capabilities and applications. One that comes to mind is Google's Duplex.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
It can make phone calls on your behalf,
Yeah.
schedule appointments, even hold natural-sounding conversations with people.
Right. It's the one that can, like, add those ums and ahs to make it
Exactly.
sound like a real person.
It's blurring the lines between, you know, the digital and the physical world, right?
Taking on tasks that we always thought were exclusive to humans.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive and a little bit eerie, if I'm honest.
I know, it's kind of strange.
But I guess that's what disruptive technology does. It
Yeah.
kind of pushes us outside of our comfort zones.
It challenges us for sure. And it's up to us to make sure we're using these powerful technologies responsibly, ethically,
Right.
always thinking about that human impact.
Okay, so we've got Copilot, we've got Duplex.
Yeah.
What about the future? What can we expect to see, you know, 5, 10 years down the line? What's coming next?
The future of AI agents, it's so exciting, so full of potential.
Yeah.
One trend I'm really fascinated by is the rise of personalized AI agents.
Okay, personalized AI agents, what does that look like?
Imagine having an AI assistant that's tailored to your specific needs, your preferences, your goals.
That's like the ultimate personal assistant, an AI that knows you better than you know yourself.
Exactly. These personalized AI agents could help us manage our schedules, our finances, our health, even our relationships.
They could learn our habits, anticipate our needs, and give us that support and guidance we need to truly live our best lives.
I mean, that's a lot of power to put in the hands of an AI.
It is, but it also raises those ethical questions about privacy, autonomy, control.
Right.
We'll need to be very careful, make sure these personalized AI agents are designed with human well-being as the top priority.
Okay, so personalized AI agents.
Yeah.
Anything else on the horizon?
Another trend is the use of AI agents in collaborative settings.
Okay, what does that look like?
Imagine teams of AI agents working together, combining their strengths and expertise to solve those complex problems,
Okay.
generate creative ideas, make more informed decisions.
It's like the ultimate brainstorming session, like an AI think tank.
Exactly. And this could have a huge impact on fields like scientific research, engineering, even art.
Wow.
Imagine AI agents working alongside human experts to design a new drug, a new building, even compose a symphony.
It's mind-blowing. But I guess, like we've said before, we need to make sure that humans stay in control, is provide that direction, the oversight, the ethical guidance.
It's about augmenting human intelligence, not replacing it.
Collaborating with AI agents to achieve outcomes that we just wouldn't be able to on our own.
Exactly.
Okay. Personalized AI agents, collaborative AI systems. Any other, like, bold predictions for the future?
I think one thing that's almost certain is that we'll see AI agents become more and more integrated into our physical environments. We're
Right.
already seeing it with smart homes,
Right. Like,
self-driving cars,
yeah.
AI-powered robots.
It's like science fiction is becoming reality.
It really is. But as these technologies continue to evolve, AI agents are going to become even more ubiquitous,
Yeah.
more seamlessly blended into our everyday lives.
So we're talking AI agents helping us with chores, driving us to work, even keeping us company.
Potentially. But we do need to be mindful of those implications.
Right. Both the good and the bad.
Exactly. And ensure that these advancements are truly aligned with human values.
Okay, so we've covered an incredible amount of ground today.
We have.
From the nuts and bolts of how these AI agents are created to the impact they're having and the possibilities that lie ahead.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. I feel like I've learned so much,
Good.
and I hope our listeners have too.
Me too.
As we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI agents, I want to encourage everyone listening to keep exploring, keep learning, and keep having these important conversations about the role of AI in our lives.
Yeah, it's an important conversation.
The future is unfolding, and it's up to all of us to shape it responsibly.
Well said. The possibilities are endless,
Yeah.
and the journey has just begun.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.